Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
The Gospel for this third Sunday of Easter tells us what happened after Christ's apparition to the disciples going to Emmaus. As they told the 11 what had happened, the Lord appeared to them. It's strange that the main challenge the disciples found there was no external threat, but rather their own emotions. They were startled, terrified. They felt doubtful. Sometimes excessive reactions may be explained by our own brokenness. In this case, I would say it's because it all happened so fast. And then the reality of the resurrection itself is not something easy to process, even for people who have a good disposition. Notice what Jesus did to bring them peace. First, he responded to those feelings, and he was very fatherly in this. Imagine how it would be to come to Christ a bit anxious or feeling down or troubled, and he simply looks at you and asks, "Why are those feelings arising in your heart? Look at me." The second thing Jesus did was that he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Usually, the reason our feelings get out of proportion is because they lack grounding. We lose the proper context. By helping us understand his Father's plans and immersing our minds in scripture, things start to look different and feel different. For example, the disciples could have been troubled by the violence of the Passion or by the fact that in spite of his resurrection, business continued as usual in Jerusalem. It's as if Jesus was saying to them, "Learn from scripture. The Passion was prophesied. You will find the reasons for it there. And the resurrection, it will gradually change things. First for you who are open to it, and then for those who will receive your witness. Haven't you read Isaiah and Malachi and Ezekiel?" In this meditation, imagine this scene unfolding before your eyes. Picture how the disciples' expressions were changed by the words of Christ. And then bring your own feelings to him. I invite you today, if you happen to feel troubled by something, to explain those feelings to the Lord. Look at him, crucified and risen, with his glorious wounds, standing in front of you. And then ask him to open your mind to understand his word and to thirst for it. How is the Lord strengthening you? How has he strengthened you in the past through his presence and through his word?